is this Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Healthcare Agency, Family First Care, in regards to you speaking with Sarah for services.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Hanging in?
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch base with you. So I work as an enrollment specialist for patients and families that don't really understand the waiver program onto long-term care services, get them some hours. So I took a look at the referral that Sarah had sent me for your case. It looks like, did you just go through an application with Medicaid?
Application with Medicaid. I'm approved for Medicaid.
Okay, yeah. That's what I just saw, because it was inactive in July, and then it
yes.
opened up in September. It's open right now. So
yes.
with this, during this application for home care services, they will have you, of course, fill out the paper application, but on there you can choose what's called the long-term care insurance. So I don't know if you're familiar with any of the Community Health Choices Medicaid plans, but they will have you pick one. There's one of three, so it's pretty limited, but it is Keystone First, PA Health and Wellness, or UPMC. So all they'll do is just add that onto your Medicaid profile so that they're able to...
One?
Yep.
Yeah, I have that as a secondary insurance. It doesn't become active until October 1st.
Oh, okay. So UPMC?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, did you ever apply yourself for home care, or it was just the Medicaid plan?
No, I never applied myself before.
Okay.
I just did it.
No problem. I just wanted to gauge where you're at so where I can jump in and help you. So if you're brand new, then I will explain it start to finish. So you will have to go through two separate appointments with the state. The number that I can give you to set up your first appointment is going to schedule the state to come out to your home, meet you, have a one-on-one conversation, fill out the application, go over. It's kind of like an intake visit. Little Q&A for the program and kind of go over next steps. You can ask as many questions as you want.
I have an appointment for someone supposed to come here on the 18th.
There you go. Did you call the 877 number that Sarah gave you?
Yeah, I called yesterday. As soon as she gave me the number, I called. And we
okay.
set up for a visit to come out.
Beautiful.
On the 18th.
Perfect. So that's a week from today. That is the state coming to your home. That's exactly what I'm telling you to do. You already got the ball rolling. The broker is a part of welfare that deals with applications for home care. Now, they'll come out, help you fill out the application. Again, let them know that UPMC will start on October 1st. That is most likely when your services, the waiver, will take place. Okay.
So what does that mean?
So when you apply yourself for this, your insurance will kick in on the first, and they're able to transition you to the waiver as well, if we're able to kind of get you up to speed until then. We can get you approved by the 1st of October.
Okay.
For services. So go through with this appointment on the 18th. They will also send a physician's form to your doctor. Did they go over that?
Yeah, because I called
okay.
back. I went to, because it was a little issue. I went to my primary care,
mm-hmm.
and I gave them, you know, the information that who sees me. They ended up looking, I guess, on the computer. They told me that person was a licensed practitioner.
Okay.
I went back in there, and I asked for whoever was over that person, the doctor.
Yeah.
And they gave me the information for the doctor, but the doctor doesn't work out that office. So they
okay.
was like, once they said, so they still would send the form there. The nurse practitioner will in turn send it to the doctor.
Do you want me to So our agency, we do have a doctor available that does telehealth visits with our patients that we're helping through the application. Do you want me to submit a referral and we can get you set up and filled out ASAP? They'll send it straight back to me, and then I send it straight to the state. Takes not even a day.
So who did they, so they will call me?
Yes. And it's all via phone.
So I will just tell them, like, my issues?
Yeah. They're going to go over. They're going to do – it's a regular doctor's visit. They're going to help you fill out the form. They're going to go over any allergies, medications, ailments, disabilities, all of that. It is called, like – let me see what they call it on here. They're going to fill out the PCP form, and then also on – like progress notes, basically.
Yeah, I think that probably would be better because
okay.
I just felt like, you know, when they was telling me what they told me yesterday, it would be running too long.
It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
So what I can do is submit that. So our agency is a part of a corporate entity. We have different agencies in different states. This department or the doctor that's going to call you is a part of the New York area, but Pennsylvania is allowed to accept it. So if you get a call from a 716 number, that is going to be the doctor scheduling the telehealth, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you are all set up. So you have your first appointment and your doctor's form is going to be filled out. I'll have them contact you. My name is Allison. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. I don't know if you have caller ID. This is my direct line.
Well, let me see. Yes, 267-551.
Yep, 7421, Allison. And I can help you with anything you need on your application. Like I said, completing these forms, scheduling appointments, any questions you have, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, so the application part, it will be like, okay, the doctor's going to call me today, right?
Yep.
All right, so that part of the application will be done over the phone.
Yep.
And then I have an appointment with somebody coming out, and that part of the application will be done between the both of us, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And so is that it?
No, unfortunately. If you want, we can take it step by step. If you do have any questions about like the rest, I can go over it. I just don't want to confuse you because it's going to take 30 days.
Sorry, and I have those two parts.
I'm sorry?
So what happens? I said, so I do have those two parts, the doctor calling, so we fill out the application over the phone.
Yep.
And then the interview, is that correct? Like it's an interview?
Yeah, it's just like a regular application for like demographics and all that.
Okay, so I got that. So what happens after that?
So after that, once everything is handed back in, they're going to have the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging contact you and schedule a second appointment to come out and do a state level physical on you and go over like a day in your life, what you're going to be needing help with, medical equipment, all of that stuff.
Okay.
That'll be your second last appointment. If anything is missing on the application, they will let me know because I'll reach out to the county, all of that, make sure you're processing. Once you're approved for the program with the state, with the state to the side, we can work with UPMC or insurance. They'll assign you a caseworker. We'll get you a plan of care, which gets your hours, all of that good stuff.
So, so you said it take 30 days. So you think it'll be in October or not until November when everything is set up?
I think honestly, October. I don't think it should take longer than that. I think the first week of October, if not the second. But I don't think it should take longer than that.
Okay. And as far as the caregiver, I want to assign my mother as the caregiver.
Yeah.
She's the one that's helping me.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. So I will take her information at a later time just because I want to focus on getting you approved for the program. And then once we get that state approval, and we get you your hours, we'll work with her at the same time to onboard her and gather her information.
Okay.
So what is just her first name?
Odessa. O-D-E-S-S-A.
So you know what? What's her last name?
Her last name is Mitchell. First name, Mitchell. Odessa. Last name, Mitchell.
Thank you. Awesome. So you are all set on those first two steps. Do you have any other questions?
No, I just wanted to know, like, did they tell you, like, my medical issues? Like, I'm on dialysis and heart disease at the same time?
That's what they're going to. That's what I will review your doctor's form, and I'll get familiar with the case myself. That's kind of why I like when the patients are able to complete the telehealth, so I can personally get familiar with it. Okay. But they will fill all of that out on this form. And then send it back to me. I'll review it, make sure everything is correct, up to date, and then send it to the state for you.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just be waiting for the doctor to call.
Yes. I'm going to submit that right when we hang up. And I will text you as well just to let you know I submitted it. Okay.
All right. Thank you. What's your name again so I can lock it in with the number?
Yes. My name is Allison. It's
A-L-L-I-S-O-N. Okay.
All right, I'll text you again, and I'll include my name.
Okay, thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you for your time. Take care, Mr. Harris.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.